how can you do it better? Identify something that is maybe already is a need and educate yourself on that, but how can you do it better? How can you make it easier? How can you deliver something similar to that, but make it better?
I love it. Welcome back. I am here with TJ Conway. He's the co-founder, CEO of Cosmetica Skincare. How you doing, TJ?
Excellent. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Now, these microphones, you got to have them a little bit closer.
Better.
Now, you and I were hanging out last night at the Sacramento Kings basketball game, but you're also one of those guys that works super hard on this business that you're building. I mean, how do you juggle it all? You still got time to hang out with guys like me at the Kings game, but yet you've got this big business, and you're a board member of the Entrepreneurs Organization.
My wife plays a big part of this too, so it's
perfect.
I can't take all the
so
credits.
Lucy, you do all the dreaming and Lucy does all the work. Is that how it works?
Something like that.
Okay,
yeah.
So all right, we'll get into that in a second, but talk to us about Cosmetica. What is this business that you built?
We're a skincare brand that we're sold worldwide. We have a hero product, it's hyaluronic acid serum. We're the number one seller of this product on Amazon. We've got 29 other products and all primarily focused towards anti-aging.
Okay, so you use the term hero product. What does that mean?
This is the product that was the first product we started with, and it kind of led to everything else that we have.
Oh, so okay.
We call it the halo effect. So this one did well. It allowed us to kind of expand that brand and kind of open it up to, you know, all the other products that we have.
Yeah. So. Okay. Well, let's talk about becoming number one on Amazon. What the heck? How do you become number one on Amazon?
So there was already a demand for that product, and we just kind of looked at it and said, how do we make it better?
Okay.
So it was, better packaging. You know, how do we educate the consumer better than the competition is doing? And I think a lot of it was timing, but we were able to sustain that growth and just kind of, you know, organically just grow it over time. So
Well, let's talk about what the product is. What does your product actually do?
It's a product that will hold moisture into your skin, will push the fine lines, wrinkles out of your skin. And
it makes you look good.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously I need some of that humectant. Now, when you were a kid, we talk about passion, right? We always get told, go chase your passion. And people always ask you, what do you want to be when you grow up? Did you ever think you'd be in the humectant business?
I didn't.
That wasn't what you wanted to be when you were a kid? It's like, I'm going to be a humectant guy that pushes this stuff to the front of your wrinkles.
Yeah, no, that wasn't.
What did you want to be when you were a kid?
I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I didn't know where it was going to fall into that line. I mean, when Anna had said that she liked the, you know, that she couldn't really see the fact of working with somebody else, I thought, well, that's a pretty good answer.
So when did you discover that I don't want to work for somebody else? Was it while you were working somewhere else? You're like, oh, I don't like this guy or this gal? Or was it when you were a little kid and you're like, you know what? I want to own my own business someday.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if there's a clear-cut answer for it. I just, you know, the freedoms that you have as being an entrepreneur when you can make the decisions for yourself and you don't have so many, you know, guidelines or restrictions that are going to prevent you from moving forward. It's once you kind of feel that freedom and, you know, you can see the results for what you're doing, it's the best.
Well, so what are the results from what you're doing? Obviously, you're number one in the market. You've got these 29 products. Your stuff's blowing up for you. What does that mean? How does that change your lifestyle? How does it change who you or what you do?
I think it just pushes you to go more. You know, it's, 6 or 7 years ago, I don't think we would have seen the company where it's at right now, but it's, you know, it just kind of shows that there's no ceiling to this. And it's, you know, you're constantly educating yourself on how do we make it better? How do we come up with that next thing that, that's going to be better than the last? And how do we continue the growth of the products that we have? It pushes you to always strive, to go more, to do better, to to be better than that competition that you have. So
the competitive nature, right? You're obviously winning with Cosmetica, but you and I are in the entrepreneurs organization. A lot of us entrepreneurs, we know a lot of entrepreneurs, and we have a tendency to chase shiny objects. Look at me. I think I'm invested into a couple dozen companies, and it's like I'm always chasing the shiny object. I mean, you've had all the success. Have you found yourself looking to diversify, or are you going all in on Cosmetica?
This is actually a lot better question for Lucy. I mean, she's always like, let's, you know.
She's the dreamer. She likes to do a lot of different stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot. I'm just like, hey, let's, I kind of get the tunnel vision sometimes, and I really want to focus on, you know, something we have, and I can get distracted with it, but she's definitely somebody that's more in the line of, you know, sees an idea, and, you know, it's something that she wants to, you know, has no problem taking on four or five things at one time.
Ah, interesting. And so she's got a lot of creativity. What about the risk factor? So you're married to your business partner. I wonder, how does that work out for you? Because you're two different people. Is that helpful to the business, or does that make things, you know, more difficult that you guys are such different people?
I think it's a healthy balance. I think that we both kind of ground each other. I mean, I'm a lot less more organized than she is. I'm a lot more kind of, you know, I can start a task and I can see the end goal, but it might take me, you know, five or six different side roads until I get there, where she's, you know, she's very much more organized and, you know, different things that she does. But we always kind of circle back that in the end, at the end of the day, I mean, we're a team, and we kind of balance each other out to where it works.
She fills in all the gaps, all the things that you suck at. She basically takes exactly. care of that. Okay, that's exactly. how it works for my wife too. And we've been married 33 years. We made a decision at the early stages that I would make all the big decisions, and she would make all the little decisions. 33 years later, there's been no big decisions. So I'm wondering, like, okay, when it comes down to it for TJ and Lucy and Cosmetica, who makes the big calls when it's a tough one?
I don't know if we've had any real big ones. I would say it's never something that, you know, one person just makes that call on it. We come together like, you know, it's... We meet in the middle on it sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to compromise, meet in the middle, huh? Yeah. There's many times, don't you feel like there's more than one way to skin a cat? There's a lot of ways to win in entrepreneurship. It's not necessarily, TJ's way might be the way, Lucy's way might be the way, Mark's way might even be the way every so often. So, like, there's more than one way to win.
I think, you know, and one of the benefits, too, that I, you know, being part of an entrepreneur's organization, it's, you know, I have this core group of guys that I have these, you know, tough decisions sometimes, and the input that I get from these guys is just, it's invaluable. I mean, I put me on the spot, I can't think of something, you know, right offhand, but I mean, there's, at any given time throughout the year, there's decisions that come up that, you know, we need to make a decision for it fast, and I'm sure there's probably a half a dozen times that I've asked the group of guys that I'm around, and, so far, so good.
I mean, So let's tell our audience what the Entrepreneurs Organization is. The Entrepreneurs Organization, TJ and I serve on the board of the Entrepreneurs Organization of Sacramento. TJ is in charge of all the communications. I am the president. And, you know, together we've put around us 65 or so very ambitious entrepreneurs who have had a certain amount of success. You have to have a certain amount of success, otherwise you don't really get in the club. But we break these groups, we break these 65 people up into these small groups. So you're in a group of how many are in your forum?
There's nine members in our group.
So these people, talk to me about the relationship that you have with this sounding board, this forum, right? These all these successful business people, and you as a successful business person. I mean, you are able to. Other people bounce ideas off of you. You bounce ideas off of them, and you make each other stronger.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to. I mean, we're all like minded in the sense that we have this drive to succeed. And you know, there's not one person that's alike, you know, as far as business in our particular forum. But you have this connection with these guys that, you know, it's like a brotherhood that you can't compare it to anything else. It's this, you know, it's this trust and this it's difficult to put into words, but I mean, every major decision I've had with, you know, personal business and everyday life, you know, like these guys, you know, they know all of it. And to have that available at any time that I call or have a question, you know, like I can ring these guys up at 2 a.m. and say, hey, I got this thing I'm really kind of mulling over. And they have a vested interest for my well-being or my just...
they care about you, and they know what you're going through, because these types of decisions, there's commonality among us entrepreneurs. Like, it's the same type of decisions. It might be with an employee. It might be a strategic decision for an acquisition or an investment. It may be where you're going through a problem, and you need to figure out a way to dig yourself out versus dig yourself down in there deeper.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. You know, it's you lay it all out there, and I mean, in business, it's probably, you know, it's one of the best decisions I've made in business, and I really feel that a lot of the success that Cosmetic has had is directly attributed to the relationships that I developed in this organization. I mean, it's it's absolutely 100% the best decision that I've made, you know, as far as, you know, related to the business.
Wow. Well, you and I just got back from Salt Lake City, beyond this bonding that you get in the forum, right? There's this forum experience that is this brotherhood. I call it, it's like AA for entrepreneurs, right? You can tell everybody, it's totally confidential. You can share everything there. We do. But there's also a training component, and a fun component, right? It's a lot of cool stuff. We went to Salt Lake City. We heard from great speakers. We were able to go out and hang out a little bit at night. But you come away feeling like refreshed, rejuvenated. You've been hanging with your buddies, and you come back to work, and you're like fired up to go use this new information and on your business. What did you come back with from EO Salt Lake City?
Just, you know, it's... You know, sometimes in business you find that you have these limitations, and then to hear somebody else's story where, you know, it's so much further or, you know, beyond what a problem that you're trying to deal with, and to know how they handled, tackled, or overcome that issue, like, it really kind of puts into perspective, like, well, you know, like, here I was kind of mulling over this, and I can directly relate to this issue that this person had, and it's incredible. You know, there's some incredible speakers there, but just, you know, the takeaways that you get, you're unexpecting, and you somehow always find a way to apply this to your own day-to-day things, and it's that's the real benefit. Like, you don't really know until you know. You're out there and you're not expecting it, and all of a sudden, like, somebody says something, and it's, you know, in the back of your mind, it's just, it hits some bell, and, yeah, and you're like, wow, you know, like that really culminates with me, and it's, so it's awesome. I mean,
kind of a light bulb moment. So as we go into break, just thinking about, like, final thoughts, words of wisdom, words of advice, besides joining Entrepreneurs Organization here in Sacramento, coming and hanging out with you and me and these other successful entrepreneurial people of all shapes and sizes. Besides that, what advice would you give to entrepreneurs out here who are thinking, you know, I have this dream, I've got this passion, what's the first step that we ought to be thinking about as we think about what we want to be as we think about entrepreneurship?
How can you do it better? Identify something that is maybe already is a need and educate yourself on that. But how can you do it better? How can you make it easier? How can you deliver something similar to that but make it better?
I love it. Yeah. Make it better. So basic. TJ Conway, founder, CEO of Cosmetica, my brother in the Entrepreneurs Organization, my good buddy. Thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thanks, Mark.
You bet. If you like our entrepreneurial stories, if you like the messages that we bring that inspire, if you want a little more Mark Haney, not everybody does, but if you do, feel free to subscribe. feel free to be part of our community, engage, comment, share. I want to get to know you better. You want to get to know me better. Follow me on all our social media platforms at The Mark Haney. I look forward to knowing you better. And let's get to know each other better so we can help build these businesses that we love.